Close to Home, written by Janet Gover and read by Rebecca McCauley. The classroom layout is very different, as you can see, Miss Walker. It works better this way with the age range. Meg nodded. Everything about the school was different from the places she'd taught in Sydney. The desks were arranged in small squares. There wasn't a computer to be seen, and the view outside the windows was just the dry, yellow grass of a big oval surrounded by tall gum trees. The whole school was a single wooden building containing three classrooms, only two of which were being used for classes. The third was a combination storeroom and staff room. There was no library, gym, or assembly hall. There were no lockers for the students, nor was there a lockable cabinet for the teacher. The gate she'd passed through when this tour began was only waist height, and there were no security cameras. She wasn't sure if that was a good sign or a cause for concern. This place was about as far as she could get from the inner city schools she'd previously taught at. The schools where she had discovered her love of teaching, and then lost it again. Each group of tables represents a class year. You have grades 7 to 12. A lot of the older kids go off to boarding school, if their parents can afford it, so the groups are quite small. Meg's tour guide said, "I have quite a few more kids in the primary classroom." Meg nodded again. Her new colleague Anna was doing everything she could to make her feel at home. But she no longer felt at home in the classroom, and wondered if she ever would again. This two-teacher school was very different to anywhere she'd taught before, but that wasn't what she was struggling with. She tugged the right sleeve of her blouse down over her wrist as she told herself everything would be different this time. The Naringa school had about 40 pupils split between primary and secondary classes. As she was taking the senior classes, she was, in effect, the headmistress of this tiny institution. She wasn't sure if she wanted the title, but she did want the job. "We're so lucky you could join us for this term on such short notice, Miss Walker," Anna beamed. "Your predecessor left quite suddenly. Family matters. Please, call me Meg. Tell me about the kids." "You must call me Anna. Some of our kids are from here in town, but most are from nearby properties. There's a bus run every morning and afternoon that brings those kids in and takes them home. Attendance is good. There's not exactly much to tempt the kids to play truant around here." "I guess not." Meg hadn't seen much of the town yet. She'd only arrived an hour ago. She had a couple of days to settle in, and on Monday, she would be standing in front of the students again.